power of the Holy Spirit. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13. Power of the Holy Spirit. Today you are given one of the most joyful verses in the Bible to study. You are about to see the power of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit at work. Let us first assume that you have recently received Christ as your Savior and have asked God through Christ to forgive you of your confessed sins. He does. It's glorious. The sins have gone. They are forgiven and you are emptied of those sins. However, we still live in a sinful world and we can sin again. This is when we need to ask God for his gift of the Holy Spirit. When we are infilled with God's Holy Spirit, the void is filled with the love of God. You are given an overflowing joy and peace when you realize that this gift from God comes to you when you believe in him. If you are a believer and have confessed Christ as your Savior, this means you. If you have confessed your sins to God through Christ, this promise is for you. When you ask for the Holy Spirit, the power comes to you. You are about to experience the rest of the miracle, the gift. God himself, the loving Creator and Father, is giving you a gift of incredible magnitude. He tells us that he is a God of hope, and that as such, he is going to be giving you joy and peace as a believer. You will not just have hope, but you will abound in it. Furthermore, this joy and peace and hope will so fill you that the change will be seen by others. The Holy Spirit is put within the believer who asks God for that infilling. The love of God in the form of the Holy Spirit is poured into us abundantly. You are changed. Therefore, when you seek God for the Holy Spirit, he pours his Spirit into you. Your emptiness is filled with the perfect, holy, and beautiful love of God. In addition, the Holy Spirit is within you as the comforter and guide to help you understand God's will. He helps you make the right decisions and encourages you to stay away from sinful choices. What an incredible blessing. You are filled to overflowing with the joy and peace and hope that only God can give. The Holy Spirit truly is our comforter and helper. The abundance. The amazing thing is that this abundant joy and overwhelming peace and astonishing hope is so powerful and so perfect that it overflows to those around us. Others will view the change and the joy that is within you and will ask you about your change. Witnessing opportunities. In addition, this experience will give you a glorious opportunity. In fact, many, many opportunities to witness to others of the wonderful God that you serve and love. You will be able to tell others of the way God saved you through Christ. You are his witness. Lastly, someone once said that the best advertisement for her brownies was not the poster out front, but the open kitchen window that let out the wonderful aroma. Likewise, the way to witness is for others to see your change, your peace, your hope, and your joy in Christ. Therefore, let others see the miracle that God has wrought in your life. Open your window. Open the window of your soul and let your light and life of joy be seen.